You're listening to Fakeologist Audio, a periodic audio where I explore the world of media fakery. You can find my blog at fakeologist.com, where you'll find all the links to the live stream and audio archives. You will also find links to my sub-blogs, forums, email, PayPal, Twitter, and YouTube. We now use Discord for all our interactive audio and text. To join in on any live conversation, go to our main page and connect to the Discord server on the right, or visit bit.ly/fakechat. Now, here's your host, the Fakeologist, Admirato. Alrighty, hello everybody. It is February 12th, 2019. I'm coming to you from the North Shore of Lake Ontario, where we're currently having a snow event. Yes, snow is real. We're getting it pretty good, so I took some time off, as I often do when it gets like this, because it's pretty hard to drive around the city. And therefore, if I'm able to, I sit tight and watch everyone slide around into each other in the Greater Toronto Area, something I do not want to be a part of. The intro was brought to you by Blues Image. That was Ride Captain Ride. Yes, they were a one-hit wonder that I recently was reintroduced to from a podcast I listened to called This American Life. I'm going through their archives, up to 700 different shows, to look for fakery in and amongst the mainstream media. And they often play old tunes, a lot of psychedelic music, and this I would categorize as psychedelic music. And with the help of my smartphone, in case I don't know what I'm listening to, I can Shazam it. I think Google also has a search where they listen to the music and try and identify it. And I brought this great song up. And also through the magic of Google or Wikipedia, you can look up who they were, what they're doing, if they're current, how they came about, how they disappeared. And it's all at your fingertips information. It's fascinating. But today I'm just going to update you on the state of the blog, fakeologist.com, state of affairs. We started off as a pretty slow year for activity on fakeologist.com. There's not a lot happening. There hasn't been any major psyops for a while, and maybe I should knock on some wood. Nothing much has happened. I don't know what that is all about. I don't think Trump has anything to do with it, but maybe he has exercised some control over the deep state, or whoever you want to tell, whoever you want to say, runs the place. I don't know who runs the place. All I know is there's greater interest than the puppet show that we have that's brought before us in the mainstream media. I believe that someone who's called the world's richest man, Jeff Bezos, the bald-headed character, who allegedly owns most of Amazon, which I find super hard to believe. He's involved in some kind of sideshow to keep everyone occupied with an affair, or sending illicit pictures of himself or parts of himself through a smartphone to an alleged girlfriend. It's just a whole slideshow and sideshow rather. And what it does is it just gets everyone chatting about what they want you to talk about, which is for the most part total nonsense, and keep you off the main idea of whatever that is that the powers that be are doing to control the world or the world governments. Now, on these informal shows where I don't have a guest, and I haven't planned any guests lately because I don't really have any burning passionate interests in any particular subject. So what I've done is I have a phone line that you can call anytime, mainly during showtime. And I'll give you the number. It's 647-812-3917. Or if you do not wish to dial long distance, I don't know if long distance is even a meaningful billable item anymore. But if you insist on not calling and you want to cost me a little more money, you can call 877-450-6447. Those are two numbers I've got installed on my VoIP system. If you are a little more tech savvy and are sitting at a computer or at a smartphone, which most of the world is, you can go into the Discord server. And the way you go to that is you go to fakeologist.com. And on the right side, you should see the Discord widget, which is a little window. And then you can go in there and click on connect. And if you're not a member of the Fakeologist Discord server, you will be when you connect to it. We have an open invitation all the time. And just click on to the green room and sit in there, and I'll bring you in to the main show when it's time to talk. So those are the two main ways to connect to me now. I'll be on for about an hour. This is not a scheduled event. I don't have a scheduled time. I would like to get a scheduled time just to get those people that do want to call in, get them attuned to a particular time so they know that they can connect to me. And I don't have any real great inspirational things to tell you if you do call, but I am always looking for people's awakening and stories and or how they got to the fakeologist.com website. We've been going for 7 years, coming up to my 7th anniversary of waking up to 9/11. And I've learned so much, and it's fascinating, really, the study of human psychology and the way people think and the way people take information and process information. And it's just more than discovering 9/11 was the world's greatest hoax of all time. If you want to listen in to this live broadcast, and I have two people now, one from Ireland, one from Britain, London, you can connect to our, we are on a Icecast server, which means we are broadcast around the world. You do not have to be on the phone. You do not have to be on Discord. You can listen live. And that is courtesy of some also free software that connects me to my paid Icecast server. And the way you go about listening there is you type fakeologist.com/S&Sierra/radio2. Or if you're looking at the main page, you can click on the Listen Live button. I do have a link to that. So this is Fakeologist Show 216, Snow Day Show. And if you're new to the website, welcome. If you're new to this broadcast, I also just put it on Stitcher. I actually cannot get on the Fakeologist Facebook page anymore. I was removed from Facebook as Aberrato years ago because they wanted an ID of Aberrato, and Aberrato does not have an ID. So I could not give that to them. But the Facebook page actually remains. And as I was going through my email, by the way, if you want to email me, is ima@fakeologist.com. As I was going through that, I found some spam, which my email program labels Facebook material as spam, rightly so. And I saw someone said, hey, are you going to be on Stitcher soon? Now, there's so many audio apps. Stitcher is one of them. I don't know why people have to have an app, because there are free ways without an app, without ads, to get on to an audio server. The one I use on Android is called XIIA Live. And what that does, you can enter a link that you can get by going to the fakeologist.com live stream, I suppose is the right word. So if you click on fakeologist.com live stream, listen live, there will be some icons you can click on your smartphone, and it should bring up XIIA Live, and you can listen that way. But I suppose Stitcher just makes it a little easier. Maybe there should be a fakeologist.com app. I might do. I might create an app. I think that might be a smart idea, just to make it easy for people. And I'm pretty sure my server company that I pay will make me an app for I don't know how much money. But since we do actively get donors to this show, and I want to thank those few straggling donors left that encourage me to keep going and keep producing. For instance, I'm just going to look at some of the latest ones. I've got someone named Adam. I won't give the last name. He does an automatic donation, and he also, I hope he realizes this, does a another monthly donation. He does $1.19 and $9.11. He does two of them, so that's over $10. Thank you so much, Adam. And also Ricky sent me a very large donation. Very, very thankful to him. And let me just read an email from him, because he deserves recognition. And they read emails on the No Agenda Show, which I love listening to. So let me read Ricky's. Thanks for the nice reply, Ab. Two things. My username is Ricky. I like to comment from time to time on your posts. My hard drive went bad last week, and now I can't log in using my username and old password. Can you help? Just so you know, if you... Fakeologist.com has a login if you want to leave comments. If you lose your password, there is a lost password log or link you can click. And I can't give you a password. You have to get your own. That way I can't miss... I can't log in as you. You have to do it yourself. And it will only go to your registered email. So you can reset it yourself. Once you reset it, you're good to go to log back in. So I can't really help you, Ricky, other than, well, you helped yourself after I gave you that register or lost password link. Second, I want to express my appreciation for providing such a valuable resource for misfits like myself who are never satisfied with answers provided by so many so-called truthers. The recent posts on 9/11 in Hawaii reminded me of those days. The news and conspiracy sites either generate denial, fear, indifference, or confusion. Fakeology has given me peace of mind to be free of those seemingly never-ending feelings. The notion that almost everything we've ever learned since childhood has been a fabrication is so outrageous no one would believe it. But that's really the point, as I've learned. Life is better now, and I owe that to you. Now, emails like that, coupled with donations like his, just really are inspirational. And even though I wouldn't dare try and make a living off this website, I do really appreciate that kind of response, and I really thank you for that. And Ricky has been donating for a long time, so I really appreciate that, those words. And again, I don't know if you're listening, and this goes to other people, unless you send me an email or a donation. Emails are just as valuable, but the donations, of course, go to help paying for the server space, the broadcast server. Those are actual things that cost money, and I really appreciate it. And a lot of the, I know there's not a lot of improvement to the website, but I think we have a pretty good place to discuss and spread our brand of reality, whether or not you believe in it or not. It's a place where we try and collate the best of Fakeology, a term I coined back in the day, almost six years ago or so. I decided to use the name maybe a few months after I registered Aberrado.info, which is still active, and Fakeology seemed to describe it better, what I was trying to get at. I also have a couple recent donations from Maddie. I really appreciate that. And we have another person called Petiri, who I think is from Finland. And I just really, Tommy K. And just really appreciate all these donations. Matt H. And these are going back a bit. So I really appreciate that and all the donations and all the best wishes. Well, what have I been doing? Well, not a lot of conspiracy type research, actually. I just have not. I guess most of the main channels on YouTube have disappeared, and I'm not following. I don't know what happened to them. Obviously, YouTube purged them, but I don't know if they reincarnated as another YouTube channel. I can't tell you. I've really been interested in just about anything. The flat Earth thing is boring to me, and I don't see. It just seems like it's a spinning its wheels operation. I don't know if they get anywhere. A lot of the guys that are still doing it, or they're entertaining to listen to, but they don't really offer anything new. I was going to check in with Mark Sargent again and see what he's up to, just to see if he has any insight into, if he can be any more convincing as to what he's up to, how he makes a living. Those types of things always bother me, these guys that go on and on about this. How do you make a living? And what is your goal? As time goes by, it just seems that Simon was right, that it's just more of a discredit by association. All they want to do is say the Earth is flat and then just talk about how NASA lies. And since they spend more time on how NASA lies, because NASA, I suppose, is in charge of your thoughts on space and the nature of the Earth, that they just link the two. And because people equate flat Earth with crazy, then they therefore equate questioning NASA with crazy. You see, people's psychology, the way people think, is very simple. And when you link the two together, they cancel each other out, and therefore nobody investigates or gives any credence to the idea that NASA is just a complete phony baloney operation, making up stories about space and the nature of Earth and satellites and all the things above us. Though Simon recognized this right away, and I give Simon extra credit just because of his fantastic September clues, which to me is the Occam's razor, the most likely explanation of 9/11. And that is why I started the blog all those days back, because I wanted to promote that, because I thought that was the answer that took me about a month to figure out when I started looking into 9/11. And to this day, nobody else really gives any information or credit to that fact that September clues revealed just about everything you need to know about 9/11. That, to me, is amazing. So nobody else understands that. Now, one other guy that does agree with just about everything we say about 9/11 is Brian Stavely, and he's still going full blast on YouTube. He's one of the few people out there that's doing shows every day, but he has, most of his latest shows are all about the Mandela effect. Now, I don't give a rat's ass about the Mandela effect. I know he goes on about different pop culture things that change. I think that's what the so-called Mandela effect is. I don't really have a big interest in it. Now, Brian goes on about how you really should go look into all the different, what he would call conspiracies. You should be a well-rounded researcher. Well, I'm interested in some of the different so-called conspiracies, but Mandela sure as hell ain't one of them. So therefore, I'm not looking into it. I don't really care if he thinks or people think that Looney Tunes changed their logo or changed how they spell tunes. I don't really care if... I think it all started off with something to do with Nelson Mandela and saying he died a lot long. I don't even know why it's named the Mandela Effect. It's obviously after Nelson Mandela, but I don't know what the memory trick was about that, but I just am not interested in the whole Mandela effect research. My guess is it's some kind of distraction, some kind of nonsense that's been put out there to catch the interest of people like Brian or others and get them talking about something else other than the fact that the media manufactures most of the news. Now, they don't, the people at CBS aren't actually manufacturing, and I believe there's a whole intelligence community that feeds the media, so the media is just the go-between. But that's what the intelligence agencies do. That's their job. That's what they do, is create stories and keep saying them over and over and over again until people believe them. For instance, the whole Russia meddling in the election of Trump is just a ridiculous idea on the surface. But if you just keep saying it over and over and over again, year after year, it doesn't matter if it's totally phony. People will just start to believe it. That's just a fact. That is just how people's minds work. Repetition works. Just ask any advertiser that'll pound you with the same message 100 times an hour. It works. So it's impossible for me to dispute the fact that you can take any idea, no matter how hard to believe it is, and make it a fact. It just works. And that is the nature of propaganda. Just taking something that's total BS and saying it over and over again. And it will become a fact. You can write it down, make a movie about it. You can do so many things to make it solidify in people's beliefs. And it just turns into a belief. An accepted belief, a widely accepted belief. Now again, you can call in to the show today, 647-812-3917 or 877-450-6447. If you call those numbers after the show's over, occasionally I will answer them, depending on if it goes through to my smartphone, and I will and can record it. And I have done that once or twice. Well, just once. Some guy randomly called me on my way home from work. I recorded it. The audio was okay, good enough to make into a broadcast, and that's what I will do. So if you do call that, you can expect to be recorded. If you don't want me to answer the phone and you want to leave a voicemail, you can do that too. You could just do it on the audio chat, or you can just use the widget at fakeologist.com on the right side. It is called SpeakPipe. And it works pretty well, actually. I got that from, where did I get that from? Oh, I got that idea from the Flat Earth podcast. That's another reason I do listen to some of these guys, even though they never talk about proof of the Flat Earth. They talk about everything else. And they have a widget that where they play messages. So it's SpeakPipe. It's on the right side. And if you would also do me the favor, that's actually a good place to record a bumper. Now, bumpers are little messages I play at the end of every audio chat, which we're up to about 567. How many are we up to? 530. 530 audio chats. Amazing. It is amazing how many audio chats there have been. And we go all the way back to, God, I guess episode 1 has got Vidir, Evil Edma, and Calcified Lies. So July 26, 2014. Amazing number of audio chats. So I started renumbering them back in 2017, and I think there are, well, it says 530. So this is a lot of people over the years that have just come on and talked and talked and talked and talked and talked. And some of them have were relabeled or renamed Radio Rolo, because Rolo went in on that. Rolo really likes the radio, and he took to doing his own show via the audio chat, which I think is fun. And now, of course, he does the fart broadcast, the Fakeologist Australian round table, or they call it, they use F as a initial for some other F word, maybe fantastic. And that's an entertaining show that's well produced by Velocette, who is a radio producer who is really great at dropping sound effects at the exact right time into the show. And I find it's very entertaining. I really recommend you listen to it. And they are always adding a few very nice comments about Fakeologist, which I appreciate. But otherwise, they're talking about Australian pop entertainment. Just a bunch of guys that just generally get together and have a good time. And if you like listening to Fakeologist get together and having a good time in Australia, then I really recommend the show. I've listened to all the shows. I've probably posted all of them on Fakeologist.com. And if you, I'm going to give you another little trick. If you have a podcast player, you can go on the right side of Fakeologist.com and look up the category specific RSS feeds. Now, if you right click audio at the very top level, you will get a link to a feed, and you can enter that into your player, and it will pull in all the audio that I recommend, including audio chats, the fart, the Clues Chronicle, Dose of Reality, for the most part, any of those links, any of those audios that have an actual MP3 file, it will bring them in, and you can have hundreds of different audios that I listen to get pulled in, including some of the old stuff. Well, I actually even listen to The Infectious Myth, Hoaxbusters Call, anyone with an actual MP3 link, it will bring them in automatically. Even This American Life might work, I'm not sure. Anything with a Fakeologist link to it, with an audio file, it will bring it into your podcast player automatically. So that's just a little tip for you. All right, we have a few live listeners. We got up to 5 now. A couple England, one in Canada, I don't know where, one in Ottawa, one in Ireland. So we got 5 live listeners. That's pretty good. I did send out a general email. Email's still a great way to communicate, guys. So many ways to communicate, it's crazy. Got phones, got emails. And I'm just doing this show just to say, hi, how you doing? I got the day off, or I took the day off, made the day a day off. It's a snow day here. And I want to remind you, I also have another sub-blog called MoreAb, M-O-R-E-A-B, .fakeologist.com. That's where I just post general information that I'm interested in that's not Fakeologist related. If there's an audio, a mainstream audio that I'm listening to, I post it there. And sometimes it's busier than the Fakeologist website because there hasn't been any major PSYOP lately. YouTube is quiet. The other alternative video hosting site called 153news.net, quiet. I don't know if the main guy has left. I got some... saw another YouTube that explained that the guy did leave. That whole Sidethorn thing seems to be, that was really interesting. Seems to be also somehow, even though they deny it vehemently, staged, well staged. I don't know exactly at what level that guy was at, Sidethorn, who, great name. Great name, by the way, but that was a pretty high level, looks like, deception. He claims he's definitely not, so it's hard to tell for me. But that's also real quiet. But I still read and consume the local media here in Toronto. Almost everything I look into, I'm suspicious of. Right down to local car crashes. Many of which some of which might be staged, but for instance, on a day like today, I don't think you have to stage crashes because there's enough amateurs out on the road smashing into each other, so I doubt that any of them are staged. They don't need to be. But they're just general fender benders for the most part. Now, I did make a post called Rec Centers Under Attack. Now, that's something funny because I got a video from the police service in my area showing a car driving right into a rec center miles down the road. And then, of course, as I read and collate, there's a couple more stories about rec centers getting damaged or crashed into. So I thought, well, since this is not a coincidologist website, this is not coincidologist, fakeologist, I'm wondering what exactly they're up to. What is the point? Why would someone deliberately drive their car through the front doors into a swimming pool of a rec center? And where is the person? And where is the, other than the car speeding through, not hitting anyone, which is hard to believe, into a rec center, what is the point of that? That's just interesting. And my thinks, maybe it's just to draw attention that maybe they need some kind of extra money to make changes or improve these buildings. And if you have what looks like a catastrophic event, maybe that's an impetus to do something. I don't know. But there's three in a row, so I thought, well, I'll put them on here and see what people have to say. And one of my favorite commenters, I don't know if he's listening now. If he is, he can call in. Xylophilex. He made some comments. And he thinks one of the events, Agent Court, which of course is a British name for an area in Toronto, he said it looks fairly well staged, inside job, drills, he's got pictures. And what else did he say? Use of demolition to put out a fire, and one of his catch words is sure. He thinks that was orchestrated. So he also, sometimes I think Xyloflex seems to agree that almost everything is fake, and you know what? He's probably right. But he made a comment, as you could if you log into fakeologist.com. Make sure you look under the titles of all the posts. It should say replies. One or two replies, or three or ten. Another one is a interesting story from The Infectious Myth, which is a great podcast done out of Calgary, Canada. My only beef with that guy is he is the worst overmodulation of any microphone I've ever listened to. And he's really hard to hear. But he does some really good, I would call, citizen journalism. And he got, who did he get on here? He got on a guy who wrote a book on how to fool a lie detector. And basically a lie detector is just not really a lie detector. It's just a machine that hooks up different probes onto the human body to measure change, and it graphs them. So that's why it's called a polygraph. Poly means many, and graph, of course, just charting data. And this guy was just showing how a polygraph is really just a psychological device that the police can use to intimidate witnesses into telling the truth, or telling at least what the story that they want. Other than that, they can't detect anything except physical changes in the body, but they're such a great psychological tool that over the years people have just equated them with truth devices. And because most people are ignorant, have no idea what they actually are, they fall for it and spill the beans. And that's really what this guy wrote the book on, certain things you can physically do to fool the polygraph. And some jurisdiction even banned the book, or banned him. I don't know. They just basically said he could not tell all this, even though the book was free and it's also online. And actually, I should look it up and see what the name of the book is. And I should have put a link to it. Oh, The Lie Behind the Lie Detector, antipolygraph.org. Interesting. It's a free ebook. So if you want that, take a look at that. And I'm actually going to, as we're talking, edit the post. Here we go. The polygraph has been out for a long time. And here's a quote from U.S. Senator Sam Ervin. The whole process smacks of 20th century witchcraft. So there you go. Very, very interesting website. Actually, I should get him on as well. He'd be a good guest just to see what he thinks about 9/11. Actually, I should write to the guy, but let me just on the fly make an edit. Why don't I play a bit of that while I'm making the edit so you can listen to the Infectious Smith. Pump up the audio here. Let David talk a bit while I'm catching my breath.
Hi, I'm David Crowe. Thank you for tuning in to episode 207 of my weekly radio show, The Infectious Myth. Email me at david.crowe@theinfectiousmyth.com, Crowe with an E. Join the discussion and like us at facebook.com/theinfectiousmyth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at infectiousmyth. Listen Tuesdays at 2 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time on PRN.FM. Or subscribe to the podcast using iTunes or other programs. Listen to any of the last 5 episodes over the phone by dialing the U.S. number 701-719-0990. And speaking of phones, PRN.FM has voicemail, so call 862-800-6805 and make sure you note that the message is for The Infectious Myth. How about a little bit of feedback? Barry on Twitter wrote...
See what I mean by the audio is totally distorted. Anyways, doing feedback. Let's skip ahead here, see.
When was the polygraph invented? Who invented it? And what kind of evidence was used to persuade people at that time that it was useful?
So the polygraph was invented in 1921 in Berkeley, California.
Berkeley,
possible
there
interest,
you go.
The inventor, John Larson, was... an immigrant from Canada.
Oh, by the way, a Canadian invented the polygraph. Fascinating stuff. You're welcome, everybody.
And he was a medical student at University of California at Berkeley, but also a member of the Berkeley Police Department. And he had read some research earlier by William Moulton Marston, who had developed a sort of lie detector that just used a blood pressure cuff.
All right. So looks like we had Folius Hadius joining us. Folius Hadius.
Put together.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Folius. How are you? Long time no chat.
Yeah. It's been a while now.
Yeah. Welcome back. How did you hear about the show going on today?
I received your email, and I thought since we are having Simon Schack here to present his first time the Tychus model, I thought it might be of interest for your show.
Oh, appreciate that. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, of course. I was just talking about Simon for the 9/11 topic. Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, is he actually in the room now?
No. He's arriving I think 18th of February, and we have a talk here with him at February 24th on Sunday. So if you have any Swedish-speaking listeners, they can come to Gothenburg and watch Simon and Patrick Holmquist talk about the Tychus model.
All right. You guys are still actively promoting that topic.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. How's it? Are you getting much traction or much interest?
Yeah, a little. We started, me and Patrick started a show, a Radio Q Bono, and I think we have 32 episodes now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, and I think 12 of those are with Simon.
Okay. And
then we have some other guests as well.
Do you talk about that all the time? Basically the Tycos model on the show?
No, not all the time. We have some different guests as well. So, and we talk about banking question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Because, well, again, I should stop saying again. I gotta bone up on my broadcasting skills. Stop repeating certain boneheaded words. But is the general population at all interested in the nature of the solar system in general?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. And quite honestly, where I live here, we're having a snowstorm. We don't even see the sky most of the time in the winter. All we get is we get this thick cloud cover all the time. And for a night to reveal the shiny stars is just a rarity for a long time of the year. Maybe that's why people don't ponder the stars as much, because you just don't see them.
Yeah, maybe. But we did a little coup, you can say, because we have an observatory in the city here, and it had been closed. But the former head of chief there had two lectures about space, and they were actually full seated with 100 persons at each session.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and Patrick, we printed out the information about our event and handed them out to the guests there. So I hope that we'll get some interest from them, since they have actually taken themselves there to see a mainstream version of what the scientists say about space. So
mm-hmm.
Maybe they can have some interest in coming to our event as well. I don't know.
Was that a planetarium?
No, it's a natural history museum.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Is that a place with a telescope where people can look at the sky, or it's just in there? There's just they
yeah, in the closed observatory. They have some telescopes.
Mm-hmm.
When I've been there, they are promoting NASA and space travel.
Oh, okay.
So they have pictures of astronauts on the walls and the moon landings and everything.
So the general fake nonsense is there.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think Simon wrote it on the Clues forum, but we try to promote it in astronomical societies' Facebook pages here. But it's getting taken away because they associate it with conspiracy theories, so they don't even want to meet the arguments of the theory.
So the people that are most likely to be interested in discussion of the nature of the solar system just dismiss it outright. They don't, because is it because Simon's work on 9/11, or why is that?
They have so high believe in authorities that the scientists can't be wrong. At least not that many scientists, they think. So I think it's absurd that that Earth could be in the middle of the sun's orbit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a number of major planks in the Tycos model that go counter to the official story. For instance, the Earth is only moving at how many miles or kilometers per hour rotating?
1.6 kilometer per hour.
So that's actually exact. So that's 1 mile per hour.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It goes in the PVP orbit.
Mm-hmm. That is Simon. But Simon's model contends that the Earth is a perfect sphere, or what do they, does he have a, what is the official position of the Tycho's model and Simon on the shape of the Earth?
Well, of course it's a globe. It has to be.
So it's a perfect sphere to him, okay.
I don't know if it's perfect, but at least close to the shape of a globe.
Mm-hmm, okay. So it doesn't challenge every single accepted model of the Earth. He's only challenging the heliocentric model, where his is geocentric.
Yeah. And it's built on Tycho Brahe's observation. And I think at the time, at the 17th... Yes, 17th century, they had two different competing models. They had a semi-Tychonic model and the Copernican model. And the semi-Tychonical model, it had added that the Earth was rotating around its axis. Because Tycho Brahe, he, at least what you can read about him, he said that the sky was rotating around us, and that was a big error that he made.
Mm-hmm.
But the semi-Tychonial model, it was almost like Simon's model, but it's missing the PVP orbit, the Earth motion in an orbit. So when you add that to the puzzle, it makes a lot of sense.
Interesting. How about 9/11 stuff? Anything going on in Sweden about that?
We try with Radio Cubono. I think we have 32 episodes, and the three most listened episodes, we have 1,000 listeners.
They're all in Swedish.
Yeah.
Okay. So if anyone wants to listen to them, they go to Qui Bono, which is a Latin word for who benefits.
Yeah, on Spreaker, Radio Qui Bono.
Oh, it's on Spreaker. Spreaker is an app?
It's a storage for audio files, so you can get it easy in your podcast player.
All right. So if I typed in Qui Bono into my favorite podcast player, I would find it?
I hope so, if they haven't censored it yet.
Mm-hmm. By the way, fakeologist.com, I don't know if it's on Spreaker, but it's on Stitcher. And of course, it's also on my website, fakeologist.com. And I think I submitted my podcast to, what's it called? Spotify. I can't remember now. Yeah, I just did a search for Radio Qui Bono. Mm. And it is available in the main searchable RSS feeds. So yeah, you can get it. You can definitely get it on your podcast player, Qui Bono. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Anything else happening in Sweden regarding fake events, the media manipulation, or are things pretty quiet over there as well?
Yeah, pretty quiet. We have one fake event on Drottninggatan. It was in April 2017.
Oh, it's getting old then.
Yeah, the dust is settling. But they have the parents of a little girl that was killed in that event, and they are moaning on TV and they want the Swedish population to give money to funds that they have put up.
Hmm.
So both the mother and the father have a different fund foundation where they want you to spend money.
Mm-hmm. So that's but, so you haven't had anything in Sweden for a couple of years?
No. I don't think, maybe minor events, but not those that you would hear about Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they don't really translate over in Canada. We don't hear anything about Sweden over here that I can tell you. But I couldn't tell you one thing. I just found out that Volvo is owned by the big Chinese car company, I think G or GAC or whatever it's called. I had no idea that Swedes are owned by the Chinese now.
Yeah. Every big corporation are selling themselves out to different
countries. So. And even Volvo's cars, I don't know how many are made in Sweden anymore, or many are made in China.
Yeah. I'd say that.
Is it, does Volvo have, even have a plant in Gothenburg anymore?
Yeah, we have a huge plant here. And it's running almost all of Gothenburg with subcontractors and so on. So if that goes to China, we have a lot of trouble here with getting jobs for the population.
Yeah, you live in Gothenburg?
Gothenburg, yeah.
Gothenburg. Yeah. Okay, so you're saying without the car plant, things wouldn't be so good there?
No.
Yeah, well, on a side note, we have a big car plant near to where I live, and it's shutting down next year. Just because they're making vehicles that nobody's buying, which certainly isn't a great formula for success. So I understand the pain there.
Mm. Yeah. So are you getting any new jobs? Or?
Well, I don't know what they're going to do with the plant. I don't know if someone's going to move into it or they're just going to knock it down and turn it into houses. I don't know. Our biggest industry is immigration and building houses for those people to live in. That's a big industry. So I do not know.
It's like the same thing here, and I think it's the same in all Western countries. So it's a kind of agenda that will switch the original population out and bring in a new population.
Well, for sure. Well, the old populations, I've said this many times before, I know it's true, they're not reproducing. So it's pretty simple. If you want to grow, if your economy is based on growth, then you have to bring in people. Otherwise, it's going to shrink. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm just going through my blog. I'm going to be here for another 20 minutes or so. We've been going for about an hour. We are having a snowstorm here, so I thought I'd just tune in and just say hi to people and thank them for coming to the blog. And even Clues Forum, I've noticed, is just absolutely dead when it comes to media fakery. I don't know if the Tycho's forum has any activity on it. I know that's a separate forum. But in general, the whole conspiracy, media fakery discussion everywhere is quiet. I wonder if that's going to be a permanent situation.
Maybe YouTube and Facebook and social media overall are censoring.
I don't even know if they have to censor, because the fact is that those are such large pools of information. For instance, I don't use Twitter because it's so huge. The noise level is high, and I don't have the time, ability, interest to filter all the nonsense out. That's why I think narrowcasting or having a website that just talks about one topic is just more valuable, in the sense that I can't block out the noise. So instead of blocking it out, I just don't go there at all. So Twitter is just a big pile of almost graffiti. and it makes itself not useful at all. Facebook is probably the same way. Very similar. There's no way you could go through all the information because people only give it so many minutes before they just get exhausted. So in a way, fakeologist.com will always have a place because you're not going to get anything on Trump. You're not going to get anything on other topics. You're only going to get media fakery. So I think these just specialized websites have a place. Now, the even Clues Forum has been talking about everything other than media fakery. Now, is there no media fakery to evaluate? I don't know. Nothing really recently, but still. They're almost distracted over there as well. Do you go there at all?
Not so much. I read a few posts. Mostly I do my streaming through listening to audio files. So, okay.
Later,
I have downloaded some old audio files where you are in Simon. 9/11.
Oh, you're listening to some old stuff of ours. Congrats, that's very good.
Yeah. So, but in the media player I get, I can't find the older episodes. I have to go to a downloading site to download them.
Well, all the episodes are on fakeologist.com. They're all there.
Okay.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
And that's something I do a lot because feeds are only so useful. They only show the latest 100 maybe shows for every feed. They don't show every show. That's just because the feeds can only be so large. So what I do is I'll go to the website, fakeologist.com, on my browser, on my computer, or on my phone. And then every audio file is available for download, and I have links to every other audio file that I listen to, for instance, of other podcasts, so you can download them directly to your phone and play them through your favorite audio player on your phone, which is what I do. Now, I still download YouTube from places like Brian Stavely. When he's talking 9/11, I'll download it from YouTube. It'll go on my computer. Then I have another program that will send it to my phone, and then I'll play it on my phone through my podcast player, Beyond Pod. So it's a multi-step, very, very, what's the proper word? Very bootstrap, very... cobbled together. I guess some people might call it MacGyvering, which is a show where the guy was always rigging up things to make certain things work or happen. So I have a very MacGyver or very customized way of getting audio to listen to. But yeah, so you agree that there hasn't been a whole lot to listen to. Do you listen to the audio chats much?
No, not much lately. Because I think a lot of noise there as well.
Yes.
Mostly listen to your shows.
Okay, yeah. Well, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of different people, and it's one of the... It's just one of the drawbacks, I guess, of letting anyone talk. They're not necessarily going to stay focused. Are you listening to the Fart podcast at all, the Australians?
No.
Well, I would call them one of my pod children, really. We have Rolo, we have Velocet. Those are the two that really were at Fakeologist. And they have their own podcast where they all have a Fakeologist angle, but they talk about Australian pop culture, that kind of thing. And it's actually very entertaining, and I do link to it on fakeologist.com. And they actually have a pretty good intro. If you want to, here's a bit of it.
Program. On the 26th of January 2019, Invasion Day, as some would have you believe. This is the First Fleet Australian Roundtable. And to introduce our panel and guests for tonight, here's your host, Lord Rollo.
Thank you so much, Sir Velocet. Invasion Day, indeed. SJW. Good on you, Velo. Media fakery, government science, pop culture, music, you name it, we'll be talking about it tonight. So we're going to go to, on the mid-north coast, Exoteric 64. How you going, mate?
Hello, 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 hello.
I just think you're so much famous, you're infamous.
Anyway, that is a sample of the Fart Podcast. Have you ever, you never heard of that, huh?
No.
Well, you might like it. You remember Rollo from Fakeologist Days?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
All right. Well, if you like Rollo, you'll like the show. Mm. Entertaining. Well, there you go. I just got your new listener there, Rollo, from Sweden. Now, another post. I'll just whip to another post since you're blown away by that little revelation there on the Fart Podcast. Have you ever heard of a guy named Adam Green?
No.
Well, he's a conspiracy, maybe controlled opposition type. I'm not sure. He does interviews about 9/11. And even though he is possibly probably a gatekeeper, he does probably think that 3,000 people died at the World Trade Center and on the planes and etc. He does interviews or has done interviews in the past that I found interesting, only because you get to see the level of non-understanding, just the level of complete ignorance about 9/11 within the general population, which means that there is almost no way these people are going to be able to comprehend what we have to say about 9/11. So the information gap is massive between the average person and what we talk about. And I'm going to play a little bit of one of his interviews just so people can get a feel.
You're watching No More News.
I'm Adam Green with No More News. It's September 11th, 2017. It's been 16 years since the 9/11 attacks, and I'm here at the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco to ask people what they think about 9/11 conspiracy theories. What do you guys think about 9/11?
We remember the Twin Towers, yep.
Yeah. Do you think that they came down suspiciously?
Oh, there's a few theories about that, yeah. Isn't there? But I just don't know enough facts to make comments about that.
Yeah.
I've seen a little bit. My son's very much into the conspiracy theories.
Your son's a 9/11 truther?
So much, yes. Of it.
Does he try to convince you?
Occasionally. Yeah, he's seriously kind of into conspiracy theories about that one. But no, I mean, I don't know enough facts to make comments one way or the other. It wouldn't be fair for me to.
Well, don't you think it's an important event and you should look into the facts and know the truth?
Yeah, but I think it's going to be very, very difficult for me to look into the facts and find enough facts to find the truth out.
It fell down as if a building was blown up.
It did, yeah, so fast. The top portion of the Twin Tower crushed the whole bottom, and they say that that's physically impossible. Today's 9/11. I'm out here asking people, what do you think of Building 7?
Of what? Building 7?
Building 7 on 9/11.
I don't know.
You're not familiar with Building 7?
No.
It's the third building that fell that day, and people think that it was a controlled demolition, and that the building was brought down on purpose, and there's a lot of conspiracy theories.
I don't believe in any of the conspiracy theories for 9/11.
But have you looked into them?
No.
So you don't believe it, but you've never looked into it?
I don't really want to be interviewed right now, I'm sorry.
Okay. What do you think of the 9/11 conspiracy theories?
I think one of the conspiracy theories is that Bush did 9/11.
Yeah. You think the way the buildings came down, it looked like there was bombs in the buildings?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
You do? they came down too fast, huh? It looked like bombs?
Yes.
nine.
Floor by floor, it started popping out.
It was like, it was if they had detonated.
Yeah,
if they were planned to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
All the way down. I was watching it and running.
All right. Well, that's Adam Green. He's No More News Channel. I started to watch a little bit of that, but again, I understand that he's probably controlled, but he's part of the information that is out there. But I enjoy Man on the Street interviews, and he's done a few, and he really just illustrates the level of apathy towards 9/11. And it'll just get worse as the years go by. Any comments, Folius?
Yeah, I think you have right. Right there. It's hard convincing people that they have been lied upon all their life. And especially if you have a profession like... I know a doctor, and he's in on a little bit of 9/11, but when you talk about the pharma industry, it's like he doesn't hear me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's much harder to grasp things when you have your own profession and your earnings of money.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. It's so there you go. It's next to impossible to convince people. Our niche is just micro. We're micro casting, niche casting, as it were. All right, I'll just go through a couple more posts before I sign off. Again, if anyone wants to call in, we have a call in number, and that is, of course, scrolled right off my page. Let's go right up to the top and see if it's still there. 647-812-3917 or 877-450-6447. We're here with Folius Hattius from Sweden and Qui Bono. He said he's hosting Simon in a couple weeks. If you're in Sweden, you might want to attend if you're interested in the nature of the solar system and the Tychos model. He might even answer a question about 9/11. I don't know. And otherwise, you can call me. We can talk about fakeology. We can talk about my other blog, morab.fakeologist.com. And we can talk about anything you want, really, regarding fakeology. And I'll be here for a few more minutes. You can also do what Folius did, come into the green room, wait there, and if I am awake enough to go over and take a peek and see that you're there, I'll drag you in. And he's on the Discord server. Does the Qui Bono have a Discord server?
Yeah, we tried to start one, but there hasn't been so many people there. So.
Oh, hold on. There's a phone call. Let's see who it is. You're listening to Fakeologist.com. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who is calling, and where are you calling from?
Well, before I tell you that, can they trace this phone number?
Well, who's they? I have call ID. I will not reveal the phone number or the name, but there's no one. I'm not in the information gathering business, so you don't have to worry.
So is it safe to tell my name and stuff?
You can give any name you want. I just want to know what to call you.
My name is Scott.
Okay. Hi, Scott.
Yeah. I live in Toronto, actually, like you.
Oh, excellent. Oh, are you having a snow day?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
I check your website all the time. I really like it.
Oh, amazing. Can you pick up your phone? Because I think you're yelling into a speakerphone.
Oh, no, it's just I'm in the hallway. It's like a echo.
Oh, we're echoing. Okay, that's fine. Well, thank you very much for saying that you like the website.
Yeah. But does it sound bad on your end?
I can hear you. I think even Folius Hattius can hear you over in Sweden. Can you hear him, Folius?
Yeah, I can do that.
Fantastic. I've got all the audio all the audio working on the Fakeologist audio broadcast system. Fantastic. So you can, the caller can hear from his cell phone in a hallway in Toronto, and you can hear over in Gothenburg, Sweden. That's what I call technology.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. So tell me, Scott, a little bit more about your interest in Fakeology.
Well, it started when I was looking up JFK on YouTube, and I saw your video. I think you did some work on it, but it's not there on YouTube anymore. And how you were saying how, you know, the shootings were, it never even happened at all, and that really, like, woke me up. And then
You broke off. Is he still there? Yeah, you're still connected. And I can still... I still have a connection. Can you hear me? The wonderful nature of radio frequency waves. Yeah, he broke off, everybody. But the line is still open and it's still clicking away. If you can hear me, I can't hear you, Scott. So keep talking. And maybe you'll break through. Well, he brings up a point about YouTube. YouTube is such a great way to gather new listeners that I guess I should try and find a way to get back on. Fakeologist YouTube is not, it's not going right now. And the only reason I don't want to put too much energy is I think as fast as one puts up a video, it's just going to get knocked right off. I don't have enough time to just constantly being playing whack-a-mole with YouTube. There is a Fakeologist YouTube channel. And Scott, if you can hear me, just interrupt any time because the line is still open. But you've gone away, which is the nature of cell phones. And I guess you're calling from a hallway somewhere. So that doesn't mean, that doesn't portend well for a signal of RF frequency waves. But I do have two YouTube channels that are still alive, but I don't think they have any content. I can't remember. I don't go to my own YouTube anymore. But the YouTube links, I'm going to... Oh, here we go. Let's see if we can bring him back. I guess it hung up. Hello, Scott. Are you there?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you just went away. The line was open, but I didn't hang up. But I figured you'd hang up eventually because I couldn't hear you. But the line was still alive. I guess you just got taken away. I was just letting people know that I have two YouTube channels. I actually should click on them, see if they're still there. The links to them are my own links, fakeologist.com/S/Sierra/YouTube1 and /YouTube2. So if my channels get moved around or deleted, these links will always point to wherever the new channel is, just to make it simple for people. But what I was saying was, I don't have a presence really on YouTube now, which is a pity because it seems to have gathered you over to the website.
Yeah. Yeah, that video of JFK, I don't think it's there anymore. It used to be there, but can't find it now.
Yeah, well, as I was saying when you were away, I'd have to put it back up, but then I'm afraid it'll just be knocked right back off, and I don't have time to play whack-a-mole with YouTube where I put it up, they knock it down.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't even know if you would be suggested to find it anymore because I think they're stopping conspiracy-type suggestions. So I think that your chances of finding it would be infinitesimal.
Yeah, yeah. Who was the person you did that interview with again? I can't remember now.
I can't either. It's been so long. I've talked with a couple people about it, but the general thing is it was a staged event. So it happened in the sense that, yes, there was a motorcade, but JFK's head was not blown off. It was a staged event. Everything probably happened as we are told in a way, but there's the reality disappeared at the time when they started broadcasting. You see, that's why it's so hard to say it's fake. It's staged in the sense that it's orchestrated perfectly like a movie. So what people see on the ground is not the finished product. but the movie aspect takes over and creates the reality. So it's so easy for us to say, oh, it didn't happen. No, yeah, he was in Dallas. There was a motorcade. He was in it. But what we saw later proves nothing in the sense that it probably he was whisked away quickly, alive, and we're given a story right after. As soon as he exits the stage, the story takes over. So that's the mystery, yeah. So there's a great book called JFK TV done by Blue Moon. If you look on my website, fakeologist.com, and search for JFK TV, there's an excellent PDF that explains the whole illusion. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, you have to read that.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
So go on my website and just, if you go to the categories and just select the JFK category, you'll bring up every post on JFK. That's one way of searching, and you will find, just type Blue Moon JFK, and you will find it. And you have to read it. He basically spells out the illusion if you want to read it in black and white.
Cool.
The best research.
That would be out in like the public. It's more.
It's a PDF, so it's free. You don't have to pay for it. Yeah. You can read it. Everyone can read it on their phone.
Right. Yeah. Cool.
There's everything. Yeah. Everything on my site is free. If you want to donate, you can. But I don't want to create any roadblocks to truth. So if you want to get it, you can get it. You don't have to pay.
Yeah, what do you think of this, this minister stepping down? I think the prime minister was talking about it. Is that like some fake stuff or what?
I think politics is all acting. It's all business. I don't think it's fake in that sense. It's not fake in a fakeologist type sense, I think. By the way, I'm going to post a link to it. I found the link right away. I just type in JFK TV. And actually, that was also highlighted on Peace of Mindful, another blog. And he also highlighted it, but and he went page by page. Oh, here's the book, his book copy link. What I'm going to do is I'm going to post that in the show notes on the Discord server. Are you on the Discord server at all for the chat?
I don't think I signed up for that.
Okay, you're not aware of that. Okay, I'm going to post it in the live stream show notes right now. There's a link to it. And you can read it. I'm also going to put the show notes in the show notes of this show. So people can find it there as well on fakeologist.com. I have so many different angles to truth on my site. It's very difficult to just point you to one. You can look all over the place.
Yeah.
But, so how long have you been looking on the site?
Say like 2 years. Yeah, about a year and a half.
Yeah. You sound like you're a younger person.
Yeah, you know, my 20s, I guess,
Are people of your generation interested in media fakery, current events?
I don't have a lot of friends, so I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think people are just preoccupied with surviving and stuff. I'm not sure, maybe some of them are. But I know I am for sure.
Yeah.
Always have been.
So you've always been someone who doubts the official stories.
Yeah, like, the Zapruder film, I always knew that there's something just not right with that. I can tell. And then when I saw your video, I'm like, I knew it. And now it all makes sense. Of course, absolutely.
Yeah.
You can tell, like, something, it's funny, it doesn't really, and the way they act, elite people, they act in the media, you can tell they're just,
Yeah, you can tell there's someone else pulling the strings, they're just there.
Yeah, exactly, so I've always been questioning stuff.
Well, that's
good. Whole UFO thing. I've always been so big on the whole UFO thing, and now it's just so funny to me now. It's like, of course, it's bullshit.
It's stupid.
That's why you never, if it was really true, there'd be, real spaceships right now. But, of course, you look up and all you see is planes. Of course, because there's no space. Of course there isn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's planes. Planes are a miracle enough. I mean, a plane is a miracle enough to even understand. If I didn't actually see a plane with my own eyes, I don't think I'd believe it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, think about it. It's just a big tube. that flies around the world. It's amazing, really. The technology of just a plane is amazing.
Absolutely.
If you did not see with your own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. I go to the airport, I watch planes take off. You wonder, how can all that weight get off the ground? Just the power. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's a great engineering machine, absolutely.
Yeah. It's probably one of the greatest engineering products that man has ever made. But have we done anything more exciting than that? I'm not sure. I don't think we've gone that much past that kind of, right now, 100-year-old technology. Of course, the smartphone's an amazing thing because that's what's made this phone call and made the website and made information dissemination. But overall, we've sort of stalled in the last number of years, I think, in terms of great achievements.
Yeah.
So you're almost too young to know about or care about 9/11, I think.
Well, I was like 8 years old when it happened, so I remember it a bit, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not probably as meaningful. Is even the television meaningful to you now? For instance, do you ever sit down and watch network news, or is that something that's passed you by as well?
Oh, yeah, no, I mostly spend most of my time on the computer nowadays.
Yes.
Yeah, I rarely watch TV now. Sometimes, but...
Yeah, so you, because of that, your generation is used to pulling information. You're not getting the information pushed on you.
Yeah.
So in other words, you only get what you want from the media. You purposely seek it out and pull it towards you.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to propagandize you, it's going to be a lot more difficult because you're not just waiting for something to be shown to you. You're looking for stuff. And you pull what you want.
Right, because the internet, you can just access whatever you want.
Yeah, well, that's good that you found fakeologist.com.
I know, it's amazing I even found it, but I guess my curiosity led me to it.
And I'm excited that you found the phone number, you found... How did you know the broadcast was happening right now?
Oh, because I just went on Fakeologist right now, and I saw that you were... said snow day. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there was you put your phone number in it and the link to the radio. So I was listening to the radio, and then I saw the phone number, and I called in.
That really makes me happy, actually. I appreciate that. If I was on at the same time every week, would it be more useful to you? Would you be more, eager to sit down and wait for it? Or does it not matter when I'm on to listen?
I don't think it really matters as long as you post it.
So you didn't get the email, you just went to the website.
Yeah, I went to the website.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's pretty random, though, because for you to go to the website, actually be smart enough to click the link, listen to it, and then call in, I think that's terrific. That's why I created these phone numbers, just so people like you could just pick up the phone and not have to try and configure software quickly to make the connection.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much here. So you're interested in 9/11. Have you watched September Clues?
When you say watch, I mean there's a video?
Yeah, see, this is what I love about this show. I talk about the same thing every week, and not everyone is aware of the different aspects. It's amazing. That's proof of information overload. Yeah, there's a great video on YouTube or on FakeTube, which is my video platform, called September Clues. Yeah. And it basically explains or gives you a great starting point to understanding the illusion of 9/11. It was a completely fabricated Hollywood movie.
Oh, I know.
That was based on the premise of the destruction of two towers, two empty office towers.
Yeah, I know. I went to your website a year ago, and I didn't watch the video, but there was a link to September Clues. And I clicked on the link, and then it brought me to the page. And I sort of read through a lot of what you were talking about, so I kind of got the general idea of that it was fake, right? I mean, I didn't watch the video, but I saw all the, you know, how he mentions all the inconsistencies and he puts all these pictures and he says, this can't be right, this can't be right. And I sort of figured out, like, oh yeah, this. So I didn't read the whole thing, but just by reading little snippets, I kind of got the main idea, which was that, you know, what you talked about. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, and the good news, the great news is that it was most likely a fabricated event in the sense that the people they said that died did not die. That's the great news.
Yeah, the victims. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
That is the most important takeaway from the event. If there are no people died, as we are told, in the volumes we are told, then there's nothing really to investigate.
Yeah.
Which is great news.
It's mind-blowing. Like, because your whole life, you think the whole shit, nobody died. This is all a fake event. It's like, well, it's like a real mind fuck, you know?
Sorry. Yeah, it's all right. And the good news is probably events that are created in the similar mold are probably done the same way. So that.
Oh, yeah.
That goes. Well, what do you think? So it's great that you're from Toronto, because I hardly ever get Toronto or Canadians calling in or telling me that they listen. So it's really great.
I was born in Cuba, but I came to Toronto when I was 6 years old. So.
Oh, really? Oh, well, a friend of mine married a Cuban.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
He just loves the people down there, but not sure.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Not sure they're still together. But I know she went back to Cuba. She's there now, I think he told me, which is where I'd be if I had any links to Cuba. I would be as far away from this miserable weather as possible. This must be tough for you, this kind of weather.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just came back from Cuba. It's been a week.
So knowing that you have such wonderful weather in Cuba, but, of course, it's probably hard to make a living down there.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, yeah.
Most people suffer along. Or are they really suffering? That's the question.
Yeah.
Do they suffer? I don't know.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's an underdeveloped country, and it's hard, yeah. But people, I guess, accept it, yeah.
Yeah, but they might not be suffering. But I guess if with the internet, they know what they don't have, so it might not be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel bad. But
great weather down there, I have to say. That's definitely for sure.
No snow.
Yeah, no snow.
So you're from Cuba originally. You're here, which is great. And, do you pay attention to the local stories in Toronto like I do?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I do. I mean, because I watch CBC sometimes. Or watch CB24 a lot. And, of course, they put a lot on CB24, so yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of the possibility that Rob Ford faked his death?
Absolutely, yeah.
You're okay with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those guys are kind of, you can tell they're just at the big play they're doing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was sort of an orchestrated maneuver in the sense that, okay, I'll trade you this guy for this job, and then you can have that job. Can anyone put the puzzle pieces together, saying, okay, well, and the end goal is just power, because power equals money. So you say, well, listen, I'll give you the mayorship. Mayor is a big job in Toronto, even though it doesn't have a lot of political power, has a lot of clout. So therefore, you can take the premiership. So you can run the biggest city in Canada, and you can run the biggest province in Canada.
Yeah.
They do a little deal. Okay, I'll give you this one, then you let my brother do this one.
Yeah.
mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because if Rob Ford did not, quote-unquote, die, he'd still be mayor. Because people, he had a certain appeal where it doesn't matter what he said, he would be elected. Because there's enough people that are not the downtowners, as I call them, the annex anarchists, as I call them, to give the other guys enough votes to win. He has the suburban vote. He would have won.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so you're on board with that. What do you think of the big event we had in Toronto in the last year? Two of them, actually. We had a guy that supposedly drove down the sidewalk and killed people, and we had another on the Danforth, which is another major street in Toronto, where we're told a couple people or one person was killed by some crazy guy from Don Mills, another Toronto area. Do you what do you think of those?
Yeah, I think those are fake, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of our fake phony events compared to American phony events? Are ours pretty weak compared to the way they promote the big ones in the U.S.?
Yeah, it kind of seems like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, they don't fill in a lot of blanks. They just leave a lot open to your imagination. Therefore, they don't have to really create a lot of production.
We're here?
Yeah, in Canada, Toronto.
Yeah. It feels like the American ones have a bit more buzz than the ones here, I think, yeah.
Do you think what do you think of the other thing is we had our serial killer who allegedly killed gay people?
Oh, yeah, I was going to talk to you about that. Yeah, I think that's a total show, eh?
Do you think in the U.S. they would at least produce a live actor to represent the serial killer? Because we didn't get any live video or any kind of video of our serial killer. They're only just pictures. Two pictures and a lot of court artist drawings.
Like, Yeah, they probably would in the States, yeah, maybe.
So we didn't even get any video of him getting in and out of the court car, anything.
I know, right? It's just like a photo and some pictures and that's it.
we just don't get a good production here. We get really... Yeah.
No, and they said 25 years to parole, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the standard. That's standard in Canada. If you kill someone... that's standard. That's standard. I've been interested in the media and murder and sentencing for my whole life. So I've always been a hardline conservative saying, I think we should... I even had a website 20 years ago, 25 years ago, where I said bring back capital punishment. Because I was for it just based on, well... We had a big trial that is as old as you are ago called the Paul Bernardo serial killer. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
It rings a bell, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the whole thing. You're a generation away, so unless you research it, you'll never know about it. Anyway, we were told that he murdered a few young girls, he tortured them, he videoed them, he did everything you can imagine, and allegedly he's sitting rotting in our federal penitentiary down the highway from me, and we've never seen an updated photo of him in 25 years. They just keep using the same old picture, so... But the illusion carries on.
Yeah. No, I think there's no such thing as serial killers, period, I think, yeah.
Well, the ones they give us are very suspicious. The ones in the U.S.
Yeah.
And the other biggie I like to talk about because it's relevant to you as a member or a citizen of Ontario, Canada's largest by population province, is the whole idea of nuclear science, nuclear power. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think nuclear bombs are a hoax. I don't think they really exist. I think, yeah.
So by extension, what do you think of nuclear power?
I think nuclear power doesn't exist. Yeah.
So I've helped convince you of that, or you just thought that on your own?
Yeah, you helped me convince me of that, yeah.
Yeah. So we're paying for plants and people and things that they're not making anything. That's pretty fantastic. A pretty fantastic scam, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Well, also the fear-mongering of, you know, ICBMs and Putin's going to nuke all of us and all this. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to nuke anybody. It's all been a hoax since the Cold War. The Cold War is another hoax. So.
Yeah, it's quite a business. It's a business. Monkey business.
Yeah.
Well, do you talk about any of this with your family, this fakeology information? Can they accept that? Or is a lot of your family in Cuba still? Are they more accepting of it, being in a sort of an oppressed society there?
Some of my family has now moved to Miami. My family in Toronto. My stepdad is really like hardcore Canadian. I try to wake him up. I don't know. I'm afraid to wake him up. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, is your stepdad Canadian? Was he from here?
Yeah, he was born here, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I talked to my mom about the space folks. She seems to be on board with it, but it doesn't really affect her that much, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not that I don't want to wake them up. I do, but I guess I'm just waiting. I don't know.
Yeah.
Keep it to myself, mostly. Keep it to myself, yeah.
Yeah. Can you talk about it with anybody in your circle of friends?
Not much, no. Hmm. Yeah. Like, well. My stepmom, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, your stepmom or your stepdad?
Oh, see, my real dad, he separated from my mom a long time ago. He lives in Brampton.
Okay.
And his wife, my stepmom, they have two kids and my half-brothers. They're in school now.
Right.
So they're way younger than me, but my stepmom, their mother, just like my stepdad, my mom's boyfriend, is very, like, hardcore Canadian. Like, he really believes in politics and outer space and all this stuff. So I don't want to, you know, rock the boat with her, even though I'd like to wake her up, but she just get angry at me. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to keep it to myself. That's what I do.
Yeah. I can't talk about it with my own real non-stepdad or stepmom, my actual bio mom and dad. I don't waste my time anymore, or my brother or my sister. I understand. It's a waste of time. You have to want to hear about it. So yeah, I totally understand. Well, that's another reason I created fakeologist.com, because I can talk to people like you, and we have Folius Hattius over in Sweden. We have to go far to meet people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any questions? Yeah, go ahead.
You know Dave Johnson?
Yes, Dave J over here.
What do you think about the concept of war as a hoax? Do you think that's true?
Well, I think the whole concept is, yeah, I think there's a lot of validity to it. Does that mean that people don't go over to Afghanistan and occupy it? I don't think so. But the idea that there's two equal forces clashing in trenches, I have a big problem with that. I'm not sure the way he presents it is the exact way to convince others. But if you tell people it's totally orchestrated, totally manipulated, it's a lot easier to believe that.
Right. So you think no one died, no one got hurt?
No, I don't think so. I think I don't think anyone dies in the way that they say there's mass casualties by the enemy. But I don't think they break down how people die. For instance, I think most of the casualties are accidents. They're murders within the ranks. You know, you live with You live with a bunch of guys that are high on testosterone and maybe some illicit drugs. And
but like actual combat, like one guy points a gun at another guy and shoots him in combat. Yeah. You don't think that's happening, right?
I don't think it happens. Well, they don't even say it happens in that way. They'll say, a guy was driving along and he gets blown up by an IED. I believe that. I believe that's real.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many different ways to die in civilian society, right? I could go out and get hit by a bus or slide into the guardrail, and so there's lots of accidents. I mean, cars, if people knew the real numbers behind car crashes, we'd probably ban cars or make everyone take a professional driving course, because they're very dangerous to the average amateur. They're dangerous.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So if you mix war up, where we have actual bombs that can blow up and all the weapons and just all the errors that are made. Yeah, all the testosterone with guys that are told and then later probably disappointed about what actually they're doing. It's a recipe for a lot of death, for sure.
Yeah, right.
For instance, even the war in Iraq, it was based on what everyone accepted as a lie. Weapons of mass destruction. Everyone agreed it was a lie. People that don't even look into lies agreed it was a lie. And in the end, it was admitted. Okay, we made a mistake. They said it was a mistake, but it was, of course, a lie. But it was told over and over and over and over and over and over again. So your brain confused reality with a lie. And that's how it's done. So, yeah, that was an admitted lie. Okay. Well, they said it was a mistake. So it's a fine line between mistake and lie. But, yeah, for sure.
So you think that World War One and World War Two were, large extent, theater and orchestrated?
Well, I think they're orchestrated, but I think people died for sure. But they died in so many different ways. But I don't want to really comment on World War One because we're getting farther and farther back. But I think all the elements of fakery and hoaxery were definitely done on a scale back then.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. The same techniques to deceive people have always been used. Now we just have a layer of technology to make it even more confusing.
Right. So, you know, the Civil War and the American Revolution, all that was so long ago. How do you even know that even happened, right?
Well, something happened, but the only thing I can confidently say is what we're told and the main points that we agree on today, because we know that lies are easy to propagate and they stick throughout history, it makes it very difficult to really be sure of what was done and what was said. For instance, you are already a generation away from 9/11. So the chances of you looking into it are slim to none, but you have, which is great. But the official story is the only thing that everyone else believes. The people that doubt it, like myself and Folius Hadius, we will go away. The websites will disappear. They will turn into digital dust. And there will be almost no record that we were here. But the books and maybe the new websites and the new online encyclopedias, there will be no reference to this site. So we may as well have not been here protesting.
Yeah.
So that's the problem.
Right. I see, yeah. Yeah, because the mainstream media just keeps pushing and pushing, and they have all the power, so they just, yeah.
All right. Well, I've been going for a couple hours, and I have a few obligations now. Real life is now about to get in the way. But I want to really thank you, Scott, for calling in. You made the show, which
Thanks.
Is fantastic.
No problem.
You made the show. And Folius Hadius called in from Sweden on the Discord. He also helped make the show. I appreciate that, Folius.
No problem.
Are you happy like I am that someone half our age is also interested in this information?
Yeah, I am. I actually had two teenagers over at my place and showed your old YouTube videos about the destruction of 9/11.
Oh.
I don't know if you can find them on YouTube anymore, but I downloaded them so I could, for future reference.
Well, I'm going to have to try and put a few more videos on YouTube. I'll try it again because obviously it got Scott over here. But I'm just worried that it'll just be knocked right off and I'll have wasted whatever time it takes to put them on. But, well, that's fantastic. We have two generations here that are talking about fakeology and Scott found us. So hopefully Scott's going to tell two friends and they'll tell two friends and so on and so on and so on. But so now Scott knows. Scott Folius is pushing and promoting the Tychos model of the solar system. I don't know if you have any interest in the solar system, but Simon Shack and Folius and Patrick are all working on an alternative way to look at the stars and the way the Earth moves and turns. So if you've never heard of the Tycho's model, well, now you have.
No, I heard about it before, but yeah, I just haven't looked into it.
Yes, it has a much higher level of disinterest to overcome, let's put it that way, just because most people really don't look at the stars in the sky, especially when it's snowing all the time. But yeah, that's so I've introduced you to that, and so you're going to look into September clues a little more, and maybe Tychos, and and the JFK book. So I've got you on that. So, well, that's good. So that's,
yeah,
that's a lot of shared information. Keep coming. And thank you to all the live listeners. Thanks everyone for visiting fakeologist.com. And I'll try and show up here a little more regularly so people like Scott can call in on the phone line. It obviously works. And now I have to go play in the snow a little bit, shovel the driveway, and get ready to not take a day off tomorrow. So thank you for calling, guys, both of you.
No problem. Yeah. Thanks,
and call back next time, next audio. Call back if you want. If you have more questions, make sure you join the site. Make sure you join the Discord server. And, yeah, whatever you want to contribute is fine. Make sure you just join the chat. If you just don't have anything specific to join, there's lots of, try and wake up the Fakeologist Discord server. It's been rather quiet.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, guys. Thanks so much, and thanks everyone for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Alberto. Bye.
All right, take care. There goes Scott. Thank you, Folius. You yourself have a good night. And take care. There he goes. There he goes. I'm disconnected. And thanks everyone for listening. And we will. I don't have any closeout music, I don't think. I'll just quickly look. I'm kind of disorganized here tonight, but we'll just close out with nothing. So, good night, everybody.
Hi, this is Dave J from California. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.